The Business Hub.
With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.
Andrew's back. Andrew, good to see you again. How's life?
Hi, Mark. Yeah, life's good, actually, mate. Yep, and for you?
Yeah, very, very busy. I think everybody is, which is
yeah, good. It's very good, yeah. We've noticed the tourists are sort of flooding into Cornwall and
all that.
Unfortunately, it doesn't really sort of help our business, but I know there's a lot of our customers out there who'll be benefiting from that massively, yeah.
Yeah, although, interestingly, I suppose the IT infrastructure also is taking quite a lot of the strain, though, isn't it, when there's extra people down here in the county? Because
it does, particularly in the hospitality industry. We work with a couple of hotels, for example, have got Wi-Fi access for their customers, and certainly that, you know, starts to put pressure on those systems when all those people staying in the hotels and are starting to log online and, you know, do what they do, download videos and stuff like that. I mean, I think one of the things that sort of come out with one of the hotels we work with is we don't realise that actually sometimes there's sort of 6, 7, 8 devices per room.
Yeah.
So when you've got a hotel of 100 rooms, that's a significant amount of
serious
devices.
Bandwidth all logging as on. Well.
Absolutely, yeah, that's it. So,
wow.
So yeah, it does. You sort of see the systems get pushed when all the tourists are down there, because these days, you know, everyone expects to get their email, everyone expects to get on Facebook, and everyone expects to be able to sign into Netflix and that. It's almost sort of like a basic human right these days, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. No, quite right. So anyway, we're talking about other panics this week, and I'd say it's a panic because we had a panic style email come out to us here at Pirate in the last week, which says if you see a button for Windows 10, don't click it and download it to your machines. So is this a general thing we should be worried about or what?
I don't think it's a case of being worried about it. I think it's a case of being cautious about it. As I said in a couple of shows, it's not going to be a bad thing, but it's going to be the usual stuff. Just give it a while. Wait until everybody's run into all of the problems that are going to happen with it and then do the upgrade. Test it on a few systems first, make sure it's going to work. But it does look like it's going to be great. It does look like it's going to be a good operating system. And I'm just going to go through today some of the new features that are coming in and some of the fixes for Windows 8 that everybody was deeply unhappy with, that they've kind of turned around a little bit and made some changes to it.
Wow, okay, cool.
So, I mean, I think the first sort of staggering statistic that's come out is Microsoft aims to get this on over 1 billion devices. Now, we're not talking about just Windows desktops now. We're talking about the phones, we're talking about the Xbox, we're talking about, you know, all the stuff that Microsoft do is going to be Windows 10. Great news for developers and people who write apps. There's a common platform across the board, and it should all technically work together. So beyond the usual sort of graphical refresh that Microsoft does with every single version of the operating system, the start menu's back, the proper start menu that we've all loved since the heady days of Windows 95 and slightly earlier than that. But basically, they've blended the Windows start menu as we all know it with the tile screen of Windows 8, so you can have the best of both worlds, which is pretty cool. The other big feature that they're sort of shouting about is introduction of Cortana to the Windows desktops. I don't know if you've heard, but this is the voice-activated assistant that you can have on your Windows mobile phone. So I've been playing around with that. It's very interesting how it pronounces the surnames of some of my colleagues and friends. But there we go. But basically, that's coming to the desktop. So if you say, hey, Cortana, to your PC that's got a microphone on it, it'll actually bring up the search thing and allow you to start searching using voice commands rather than clicking around. And it will search the App Store, the web, and net documents and things on your PC, which is pretty cool. For those that aren't familiar with the Alt-Tab sequence to switch between applications you've got running on your computer, they've actually put in a nifty little icon that you just click on. It shows you what you've got running. You can quickly switch between programs and applications. And you can now snap the applications to the corners of the screen as well. So if you're working on multiple things and you're sort of comparing like spreadsheets or Word documents, etc., you can snap those to each corner and then basically copy and paste and move data between the two and have them visible all the time. So that's pretty cool. So there's a lot of effort put into the efficiency of working and actually, you know, managing multiple applications at once. Because let's face it, we all do it nowadays and it's becoming more and more of a thing for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Windows Phone users familiar with the notification panel that you get. I don't know if you've got a Windows Phone, Mark.
I haven't,
no. That you've got, but basically there'll be a panel down the side. So all your apps with notifications, it'll all appear down there. And this is one for the power users out there. For anybody who works with a command prompt on any level, like I do, you can actually use proper keyboard shortcuts in it, like cut and paste, which has been the bane of any admin's life, trying to put long commands into the command prompt, which is pretty cool. I quite like that one. We've got the new Edge browser out, which is a lean, mean, cut down, fast internet browser. So it's going to replace the old Internet Explorer. And basically, the other thing that's very annoying for people is updates insisting on restarting your Windows 8 machine for, you know, whenever it wants to. That's gone. You can actually now tell it, I don't want to install that update until a time that's convenient to you, after which point then it'll restart when you're happy with it. One of the newest things, though, is the logon process. It's called Windows Hello. But basically, you can now use fingerprints, facial recognition, or iris recognition to log on to your device.
That's cool.
Now, don't expect it to work immediately because it does require a 3D infrared camera integrated into the device.
Wow.
So there are very few notebooks that actually have that technology at the moment, but HP, Dell and Asus are doing some at the moment. But that's a new thing that's sort of coming out quite frequently, using different biometrics for logging onto computers. Good news for CAD and people doing demanding graphics. They've rewritten and revamped the graphics API engine in it, so faster graphics for everybody. And basically, one of the other things is, if you are really, really stuck, everyone who gets the upgrade gets 15 minutes of free support from Microsoft over the telephone. So you've got them right there to sort of back you up. So it's a pretty good sort of offering, really. And I've been running Windows 10 for a few months now, and actually I'm quite excited about the release. But I think in tech words, it's pretty cool, actually. I'm quite looking forward to it.
That's quite an endorsement, actually, because, I mean, you shoot from the hip with this kind of stuff. So,
yeah, well, Microsoft have had this great tradition of a good one, a bad one, a good one, a bad one.
Yeah.
Windows 7 was, you know, good. Windows 8. A lot of people complained about it, and there's a few things that people didn't like. So we're hoping Windows 10 is back to the good operating system again.
Yeah.
And you know, from what I've seen, I'm certainly very happy to use it, and I think everyone else will be as well.
Well, great. Yeah, good times. Well, I'll feed that back to our engineering department and say, right, just pipe down, guys. It's worth a look.
If
Andrew says it's all right, it's all right.
Yeah, I think it's okay. You know, it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but, you know, you can't please everyone all the time, can you?
No, absolutely right.
So, yeah. But good news is that if you're looking for a new PC upon which to run your new Windows 10, we got some fantastic deals on Lenovo, HP and Asus, as well as Toshiba at the moment. Our distributors seem to be having almost like a year-end clear-out, so there's a whole lot of promotional stock going out the door
bargains
at the moment. Bargains, absolutely. Some of them are sub £200 per PC, so that's a pretty good saving if you're looking for a few PCs for your office.
Are these brand new, are they?
Brand spanking new in the box, yeah.
That does sound.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Also, we're doing £100 off Fujitsu Primogy servers at the moment, and up to 50% off Epson scan and print devices, so people are kind of going nuts. And again, it could be the precursor to the Windows 10 release, and they're just trying to sort of get a few boxes gone, but we do have deals available.
Yeah, okay. And if people want to get in touch with you either about that or about the Windows 10 support or anything like that, if they're looking to transition, once again, best way to get in touch with you guys.
Yep, Andrew. It's 01209 613 660, or email me directly on andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk.
Brilliant. As ever, really helpful stuff. Thanks very much for your time. I look forward to catching up with you next time.
Thank you, Mark, and be technology happy.
The Business Hub. With Focus Technology. Bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.